Janita LaRue, and I work at the Loyveld National Botanical Garden here in Mpumalanga. We like to call ourselves the jewel of the Loyveld because we are so beautifully subtropical. At any time during the year, you can come to the garden and see green. So we're forever, forever green. The garden itself belongs to the South African National Biodiversity Institute, and they run all of the national botanical gardens. And we have quite a few of them. We've already tacked up 11. We want to represent as much of the country's biodiversity as possible. We used to be only plant-centered when we were the Botanical Institute, but because the environment has become part of a massive puzzle, it's been necessary to move away from only focusing on one thing to biodiversity. And simply, if you look at biodiversity, it's basically the diversity of life as well as the systems that support them. So in the Loyveld, we are very, very fortunate to have a very biodiverse garden. We have many landscapes within the garden, from our man-made tropical rainforest, semi-arid areas. We've got bushveld areas, riverine forests. So we've got quite a collection of ecosystems. And within each of those ecosystems, we have plants that are related to that area. For instance, in your dry bushveld, you'll find your succulents. And then also the animals that come with that, because we are not simply greenhouses and growing plants in nurseries. So we've got a wide variety of animals. That includes everything from hippo. They come into the garden at night. They need to get across the waterfall, because we are also fortunate enough to have the Crocodile River running straight through the garden, as well as the Nels River, which joins it, and is where Nelspruit originally got its name from. So they come into the garden and basically graze at night and then move from the top to the bottom of the waterfall. We also have mongoose, about 5 species. We have about 243 bird species. Reptiles, the Loyveld is known for its subtropical climate, so reptiles love this area. And yes, it does include snakes, but you can count yourself very fortunate if you see one when you're in the garden. They're very sensitive to movement, so you would hardly even see them.
All right, so that was Nick Hammond visiting the Loyveld Botanical Gardens just out in Mpumalanga earlier last year as part of the Hammond Town Heritage Tour.